Thanks for our sermon this morning. Our gospel reading from Luke 24, especially these words. When he was at table with them, Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him. So far, text. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Because Christ is risen, he established a new ministry, a new way of doing things. We saw that last week. Jesus breathed on his disciples in that upper room and said, "Peace be with you." Made them apostles, pastors in the church to go out and serve sinners with the good news of the gospel. Here again, Jesus begins something new. He takes from the old and makes it new. Something that we do week after week, Jesus establishes, and Luke makes a big deal of it, that we would know for certain that we are doing the right thing in worship. Luke had been building up this idea of table fellowship. It began in Luke chapter 5 with that sinful man Levi, Matthew, who was collecting taxes. A sinful occupation, if ever there was one in the first century. And Jesus came and said, "Follow me." And amazingly, Levi did exactly that. He left everything for Jesus. But that same day, Levi made this great feast for Jesus, inviting all of his tax-collecting friends. Everyone was invited to this great feast that Jesus would teach them and have table fellowship with them. That's the way it was done in the first century. If you were having a big party, you would want the rabbi to come and teach. That was the entertainment of the day. Invite the pastor over, and let's have some good theological discussion. Let him teach us from God's word. Levi longed for that his friends and neighbors and family would hear what he heard from Jesus and follow Jesus as well. That concept of table fellowship continued as Jesus dined at a Pharisee's home. And there was a sinful woman there. How did she get in? Scripture doesn't say. But there she was, cleaning Jesus' feet with water and wiping them with her hair. The Pharisee grumbled in his heart. If this man knew who this lady was, he would never let this happen. Jesus knew. She loved much, because she was forgiven much. There she heard Jesus speak the good news of the kingdom and ate and drank with him, receiving the forgiveness of her sins. Yes, the Pharisees would not stop grumbling, and so Jesus told them those three parables in Luke 15 back to back to back. You know them well. A shepherd has 100 sheep and loses one. A woman has 10 coins and loses one. A father has 2 sons. And one wants him dead, but it's the other who's lost. With every finding of a sheep or a coin or a son, there is that great party, that great joy, that great feast. That's what Jesus does, isn't it? He comes to sinners, eating and drinking, teaching God's word, and rejoicing over them. For there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous who need no repentance. Zacchaeus climbed up that sycamore fig tree in Luke 19, that he might just get a glimpse of Jesus. It would be enough just to see him from a distance. But you know what happened. Jesus came so close Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house tonight for a meal, for teaching, for table fellowship. And Zacchaeus promised to return everything he stole, for he was a tax collector like Levi. Word, fellowship. On Maundy Thursday, Luke records, Jesus reclined at table with his disciples. He took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took the cup, blessed it, "Take, drink, this is my blood." Jesus had table fellowship with them again, teaching and giving them not earthly food, but his very body and blood that they would eat and drink. And lest we think that this was just something that Jesus did once, Luke records this Emmaus walk. Jesus taught them for 6 miles on the way back to Emmaus. He opened the scriptures, interpreted everything as relating to him. All of God's word is about Jesus and Jesus alone. Can you imagine that? Walking those miles with Jesus and him telling you from the Old Testament how every single thing connects to him. It's all about him coming to give his life to save sinners and to give them what he's done. Luke records it so wonderfully, doesn't he? That teaching followed up by table fellowship. For when they got where they were going, the day was far spent. They invited Jesus to come and stay with them. And he agreed. And he broke the bread and blessed it. And their eyes were opened. And they recognized Jesus. Luke invites you to do the same, to recognize Jesus in the divine service. We do what we do on Sunday morning because this is what Jesus did during his earthly ministry. Our service of the word is designed to teach God's people God's word as Jesus did at those times of table fellowship. And then we enjoy table fellowship at the altar, not reclining, though, but kneeling before God, receiving his very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Like Levi, like Zacchaeus, we come knowing exactly who we are, that we're sinful. We don't deserve this teaching or this meal, this fellowship with Jesus. Like that sinful woman at the Pharisee's home, we come loving much because we've been forgiven much. Like those Emmaus disciples, we long to hear the word of God spoken to us. Are not our hearts burning within us? Or are they so cold that we feel nothing for God's word? We hear, we read, we meditate, we digest that word of God as Christ himself gives it and teaches his disciples. And then we come forward that we would not doubt God's word of forgiveness and absolution, but know for certain that it is applied to you. For you come to God's altar. You receive his body and blood into your own self, that you would not doubt but know that your sins are forgiven. You see, Jesus establishes this for you. Because your heart is sinful, would always doubt God's mercy and grace. Because the world is a wicked place, trying to pull you away from Jesus. And the devil is active and powerful. Jesus gives you his word to teach you, to forgive you. He gives you his table fellowship to to forgive your sins and give you confidence that because he has died, you live. Live eternally. We see here in Luke's Gospel a picture of what we do Sunday after Sunday in our divine service. Jesus comes among us, teaching and feeding. We simply receive, longing to hear, that our hearts would burn within us, rejoicing in the gifts that he gives us, receiving him for the forgiveness of our sins in word and sacrament, this Sunday and the next and the next and the next. For Jesus is gracious and merciful. He gives you exactly what you need, himself. In his name, amen.